And now for the latest, CNA's Melissa Goh joins us live from Putrajaya. Mel, now that we have the dates from the Election Commission, what can we expect?
Yes, Glenda, now we have certainty and we can plan. Now, all sides will have about 2 weeks to get their nomination papers ready before November 5th. The coalition, the three main ones, especially the UMNO-led Barisan Nasional, the Perikatan Nasional, led by former Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, and the opposition Pakatan Harapan, led by Anwar Ibrahim, will be working towards finalising their list of candidates. Now, it won't be easy as seats negotiations are still ongoing. Now, there are 222 parliamentary seats, and three states, Pahang, Perlis and Perak, will be having their state polls as well. Now, there will be multi-cornered fights all round. It's going to be intensely fought. Now, what we do know from political bigwigs so far is all three coalitions will be fielding young candidates to appeal to larger pool of voters. Now, there's some 21 million voters, almost 6 million first-time voters, many aged 18, and the country has lowered the voting age and allowed automatic registration of voters. Now, Democratic Action Party said they will be releasing their candidate lists in stages starting on Monday. Now, most parties will be working towards that as well as we move towards a nomination day. Glenda?
Mel, we mentioned there 14 days to get ready. Are the parties and coalitions prepared? What is the state of their preparation? Do we know?
You know, if you ask them, they will say they are ready from day one. You know, the machineries have been up and running for a while now. Even before the dates are announced, there is no certainty before on when Malaysia is going to post. But now it's all systems go. Campaigning can start once nomination is done. But in reality, on the ground, all three coalitions, BN, PN and Pakatan Harapan, all of them have been campaigning on the ground. They have been on campaign mode, all three having governing experience and are formidable on their own. The caretaker Prime Minister Ismail Sabri is leading the charge for Barisan Nasional together with his party president Ahmad Zaid Hamidi. They've been moving from state to state, making electoral promises, canvassing for votes openly. The opposition Pakatan Harapan Coalition also will be having their convention in Perak State Capital, Ipoh, this evening. Now, Perak is their key battleground and is picked to launch their manifesto. Now, they'll be looking forward to even the score with PN because the state was won by them with a slim majority in the last general election in 2018. But due to defections and due to political maneuvering, Pakatan Harapan said their mandate was stolen from them, so they will hope to wrest it back. But having said that, in Perak, you know, as well in Perlis and Pahang, there is no anti-party hopping law there. Although nationally, federal level, there is an anti-party law in place to prevent MPs and members of parliament from jumping, from defecting. At the state level, in Perak, Perlis and Pahang, the state assemblies, they have yet to pass the law. So there's no telling what is going to happen after the polls, especially if the winning margin is very thin. Now, what's for sure is the three coalition will be vying to seek a fresh mandate from the people. Hopefully, a clear one that's enough to form a stable government. Glenda?
Mel, you know, many analysts had said that there wasn't much interest and even criticism of these elections. But it now being imminent, we have the dates. You know, you've been speaking to people on the ground. What's the sentiment? Have you noticed perhaps maybe uptick of interest or response to this?
I've been traveling to some states, especially over the weekend, and speaking with the locals. In general, they're excited about this general election. Of course, they are fearful of potential flash floods because it's already raining in many places. We are seeing flash floods already. Now, if their place is hit by flood, of course, their priority will be to take care of themselves, their family and their property. They are not going to vote, number one. Voter turnout is going to be affected if the rain were to hit hard. But secondly, there are also a lot of voters' apathy because they felt that their vote doesn't matter, because with the frequent change of government, we've seen three different prime ministers since the last elections. Many are despondent. They are not interested to vote unless they see their clear candidates that interest them, that can capture their imagination. Now, having said that, you know, it's a fight for all. I mean, for once, there will be multi-cornered fights. There are going to be a lot of independents as well in this general election. And the voters are waiting to see, you know, what is being proposed, what is being offered by them, whether there will be fresh perspectives given by these leaders. So it remains to be seen until the battle line is drawn on polling day. Anything can happen in Malaysian politics.
All right, thanks for that. CNA's Melissa Goh speaking to us live from Putrajaya.